This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Iran produces about 3.8 million barrels of oil a day. Right now, it doesn't look like the protests are affecting the price of crude all that much. But there is so much going on in the oil world that prices came roaring out of the gate as this year got underway, with crude trading at $60 a barrel, the strongest start of a year since 2014. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the story.
Talk to any oil and gas expert, and they'll probably say this word within the first minute.
Volatility.
Barbara Shook covers oil and gas at Energy Intelligence. She's covered the industry for almost 50 years.
It's been volatile since then. I don't know why people keep being surprised about that.
But even she admits market conditions today are especially unpredictable. Protests in Iran, uncertainty about the new tax code, whether OPEC will continue to curb production, and whether fracking in the U.S. will make up that shortage. All that uncertainty has Wall Street polarized around future oil prices. Stephen Shork is a former oil trader, now a consultant. He says investors are getting excited about a jump in prices, while oil drillers are being cautious.
The producer is signaling that $60, high 50s, would certainly appear to be the high of the market, whereas the speculator is betting on prices moving higher.
Either way, Barbara Shook says major oil companies will make money
if they can maintain capital discipline.
That is, not spend on exploring new areas that could take years to produce, like Alaska or parts of the Gulf of Mexico. Eric Smith at Tulane University says the $60 a barrel price can keep companies drilling at full speed where they already are and keep the money flowing.
The capital discipline is not coming from the oil companies. The discipline is coming from the lenders, the people that are putting up the money to support these aggressive drilling programs.
The U.S. is on track for a record year of oil production, but that doesn't greatly reduce volatility because it's just one of so many changing factors in the global market. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.